All right, KXFM in Laguna Beach, and we're very grateful to be joined on the air now with our new emergency operations coordinator for the city of Laguna Beach, Brendan Manning, on the phone. Hi, Brendan. How's it going?
Hi, Tyler. It's busy. Yeah. But it's going well. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I imagine. So, I want to just ask a few questions about how the Silverado fire is impacting our local residents here in Laguna, if in any way. And first, let me start. Is our local EOC activated right now?
The physical EOC is not activated, but, we always have a virtual EOC presence through myself in the position, but also our PD command, our police command staff, fire leadership, as well as other city departments. So while we haven't physically been activated, we've been coordinating over the last 24 hours with public works and water quality, as well as police and fire. And John PTAG has been coordinating a lot of that. So we're sort of in a virtual coordination, but we're not physically activated.
Copy that. So what does the Silverado fire mean in general, kind of a bird's eye view of how it is impacting us here in Laguna and how it's impacting the city right now?
So for our residents, for Laguna Beach, what we're seeing as a direct impact is the smoke. I mean, I think that's clear to anybody who's opened a window or gone outside this morning. The winds are still coming from the northeast, and so we are almost in the direct path of the smoke patterns. There are the OC healthcare agency has put out some information about the risk to vulnerable populations for the smoke. And I think what we're recommending is limiting unnecessary outdoor activities at least until midday, when the winds are going to abate a little bit. Really, we're looking at the smoke as being the impact. The fire is still very far away from Laguna Beach, so we don't have any actual concerns right now of the physical fire.
Yeah, I mean, looking at a map yesterday with my very unprofessional opinion, it looked like it would be nearly impossible for the fire to travel from where it is now all the way to our community, even in the worst possible conditions. Would that be pretty much correct?
Well, you know, it is 2020, so I wouldn't say any disaster is impossible this year. It very, very unlikely. The biggest risk that we have is we call them spot fires. And so when the wind was at its maximum yesterday, that's what we were monitoring most closely, because the fire can travel miles, easily a mile with those flying embers, especially with the winds yesterday. You know, some of the winds at the higher peaks were, you know, upwards of 75, 80 miles an hour. And so some of those embers can really travel. And so that's what we were looking at. And that was OC Park's concern when they closed all of the wilderness areas, was, you know, it just takes one ember to travel a mile and start a spot fire that travels another mile. And so it can, that's why I wouldn't say it's impossible.
I see.
It can travel that distance. But basically, when we were gearing up yesterday and increasing staffing, it was to monitor the events going on at the Silverado fire, but also to have extra patrols out in case something happened, in case we had a spark or anything started here locally, that we were ready to go, especially with the winds being what they were last night.
Right. So are all of our trails closed today? I mean, nobody can access. I know at least Alta Laguna, where I live, but are they all closed?
So OC Parks has closed all of the wilderness areas. So the city parks are still open, but all of the trailheads for all of the open wilderness areas are closed today. Plead to the citizens, residents here. You know, it's hard to get out and close every single trailhead. You know, we don't have gates for every location, and there are a lot of local trailheads that aren't going to have closures across them. But we are asking people that, even if you don't see a sign across the trailhead, we are asking people to stay out of all the wilderness areas today. The OC Parks has announced that that's going to be closed at least until 6 o'clock tonight. So that's dusk. So we're really looking at tomorrow, people being allowed back out into those wilderness areas.
Okay, great. And it's looking like the conditions, I mean, already right now, looking at the window, the wind has pretty much died down, and it's expected to die down even further this afternoon. So when do we get out of the, you know, red flag, high risk warning?
So no, it's a good question. You're right. We are looking at, the winds are already died down. We're looking at probably about 10 to 15 mile an hour winds until midday today, 11 or 12. Gusts possibly around 20 miles an hour at some of the higher areas. But that's all going to be dying down between 11 and 12 o'clock today. So everybody's on heightened alert through midday. But I will tell you, that's just for, you know, Laguna Beach. The rest of Orange County, everything east of us, is still under that high fire risk through this evening, because winds are going to continue out in the mountain areas and the eastern Orange County, inland Orange County areas through this evening as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, my theory, Tyler, I'll tell you this. My theory is we never really let our guard down.
Right.
Whether or not it's myself in my position, city leadership, or whether it's residents, we never can let our guard down fully. And we are dry. It is dry out there. We have not had the moisture. Our relative humidity, while it's not in the single digits anymore, you know, it's low. And the winds are going to come down, but we're not out of it. And today being the anniversary of the 1993 fire should remind everybody that we can never really let our guard down. We always have to be ready. We always have to be, defending ourselves, our spaces, our houses from any potential fire.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I won't take too much more of your time, but where can people go to find the resources from the city on how they should be prepared, what their go bag should look like, what their exit plan should look like, that sort of thing?
So on the city website, in the police department sort of tab sub area, is our emergency preparedness homepage. If you go on the city website and you just search for emergency preparedness, it'll come up as well. And there you'll find links to our evacuation zones. You'll find links for how to develop your emergency kits. You'll find ways to sign up for all of our emergency alert systems like NICSL and Alert EOC. And all of that can be found on the emergency preparedness page on our website.
Okay. And as you mentioned, the anniversary of the 93 fires, wow, what a sobering reminder. It was, you know, the perfect storm of things happening that day. It was windy like it is, and there were fires all over the place, limiting the resources that were available to Laguna, sort of like today. And so, you know, we absolutely need to bear that in mind. Of course, I think our fire mitigation and our resources have improved since then, but we do not want to be in that situation, and people need to take extra caution, I would say. So thanks for that reminder.
Agreed. Extra caution is always advised.
Yeah. Okay. Brendan Manning, Emergency Operations Coordinator for the City of Laguna Beach. Thanks so much for taking the time. And thanks to you and our firefighters and everybody in Laguna Beach that's working to keep our community safe.
Thanks, Tyler.